Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of Sonar Islands. This is a game for iOS and Android made by the same people that made, what was that game called? The one with the zombies. The one with the endless runner with the zombies. I think it was called Fear. This is made by the same people that made that game. This is an online game, and it's kind of an interesting concept. The basic premise seems to be that there are 12 different islands, basically 12 different environments that you can walk around on, and the goal is to gather treasure, and you do that by attacking the islands of other players. So this is multiplayer. Now, be aware that to actually play this, there is a subscription. You either pay $2.99 a month, or I think it's like $29 a year. I went ahead and paid for a year. I guess we'll see if I actually continue paying for it in 2023. But yeah, this game requires a subscription. Excuse me. Now, you can download this and test it out. So the game comes with a tutorial level and a training level. I won't be covering those because I'll be teaching you how to play the game, but the tutorial teaches you how to walk around. The training level basically has you walking around I think it's a beach island, and you have to gather chests of treasure and avoid coconut trees, I think, or pine trees. I'm not sure what they are. So that's the other thing to be aware of, is each island has its own traps, and you have to deal with those traps in different ways. But anyway, I'm going to open the game.
Open. Portrait. Sonar Islands. Direct touch area.
Sonar Islands.
Connecting. Ellipsis. Connecting. Ellipsis. Oh no, you have been attacked.
So the first thing you get is a message saying that I've been attacked because people can attack my islands, but that's okay. This game uses the accessibility plugin for Unity that I believe was made by the person who made Crafting Kingdom. So if I swipe one finger left...
Oh no, you have been attacked.
That's the top of the screen. If I move to the right with one finger...
Master Trouble 7. Player Level 4. Minus 8 lights, minus 812 gold. Revenge. Expert. Player Level 1. 10 lights, 0 gold. Revenge. You can view the last attacks at any time in the top menu. Tap close. You can view the last attacks at any time in the top menu. Tap on your available attacks and then open the attack log. Close. Close.
So I'm going to hit close.
More islands.
And here we are on the main screen.
Double tap to select.
Now, if I swipe one finger up, that'll take me to the previous section of the screen.
Slannen. Slannen.
Which is your player information page, basically. So the first thing you have is your player name. I have changed it. I believe this game uses Game Center, and it's either Game Center or iCloud, or it links to its own platforms. I'm not sure how they're hosting it, but it does start out using your default Game Center name. So at the top of the screen, you have your name.
Player level 3, 212 of 1,000 experience points.
This tells me my...
Double tap to select.
This tells me my level and how much experience I have and how much is required to get to the next level.
101 lights. Button. Double tap to select.
These are lights. You get lights when you attack other people's islands. And from what I can gather, they're intended to allow you to compete on the leaderboard.
Zero diamonds. Button. Double tap to get more.
Diamonds are purchases that you could make with actual money, which I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of microtransactions. But if I go in here...
Shop. Diamonds are the most valuable item. You can buy precious time. 100 diamonds, 99 cents. 500 diamonds, $3.99. 1,000 diamonds, $5.99. Diamonds are not refundable, as is time. Subscriptions are managed directly in your app store account. Back.
Right.
Shop. News. Shop. Events.
Oh, and it takes me to the settings screen.
Player level 3. 4,534 of 100,000 gold.
All right, so...
Double tap to select.
I jump back to the top of the screen. This next item shows you your gold. Now, gold you get by attacking other people's islands or waiting for your treasure chests to fill up.
0 diamonds. 4, 5 of 5 attacks. Button. Double tap for more information.
Okay, these are your attacks. You have up to 5 of them. And they replenish themselves every half hour. If I tap here...
5 of 5 attacks. Next attack available in 0 seconds.
Right, because I don't have any more.
Every 30 minutes, one attack will be reloaded. Out attack log. Every 30 minutes, one attack will be reloaded. Out of attacks, you can still proceed and play for lights, but you won't get any loot.
So if you don't have any attacks, you can still attack people, but you won't get gold, just lights.
Attack log. Button. Close.
This is button. The attack log.
Double tap to attack log. Attack log. Last attacks. Master Trouble 7. Player level 4. Minus 8 lights, minus 812 gold. Revenge.
Someone took some button. Gold from me.
Double
now,
tap to select.
On this screen, you can basically attack them back.
Expert. Player level 1. 10 lights, 0 gold. Revenge. Lethian. Player level 3. Minus 18 lights, minus 1,161 gold. Revenge. But Masked Trot Ninja. Player level 4. 13 lights, 0 gold. Revenge.
So there's quite a few people.
Lethian. Player level 3. 11 lights, 2,039 gold. Here, attack.
And that was an attack that I made. Let's attack...
11 player, Lethian, revenge. 13 player, Masked Trot Ninja, revenge. Minus 18 lights, minus 1,161 gold. Revenge.
Yeah, let's do this.
Searching island. Temple.
So now we're put on the attack screen, and I guess I might as well explain how this works.
0 of 1 upgrades in progress. 5 of 5 attacks.
Oh, yeah.
0 of 1 upgrades in progress.
Button. These...
Double tap for more information.
This button on the main screen, now that I'm here, this will show you any upgrades that you have in progress. So a lot of things in this game take time. Upgrades take time. And that's pretty much what you'll be doing.
Temple.
But let's continue here. So the island that I'll be playing on for this attack is the temple.
Island owner. Lethian, player level 3.
It tells me the player name.
Available loot.
And the level.
3 treasure chests. 2,919 gold, 18 lights.
Okay, that's a pretty good haul.
Obstacles. Snakes, level 5, collapsing ceiling, level 3. Attack. Back, attack. Button. Double tap to select.
So, let's talk about these islands, right? The first one is the temple. And basically, you walk around and you have to avoid... The snakes, if you get too close to them, they will bite you and you'll be put back at your starting location and you'll lose time. There's also collapsing ceilings, which I think if you hear the sound of stones, you have to swipe up to put up a shield or else you die and get taken back to the beginning. So it seems to me from my experience, and I haven't really been playing this game for that long, but it seems to me that the obstacles don't really prevent you from taking the treasure. They just slow you down and will cost you time. So the thing to keep in mind with these raids is you only have I think it's like two and a half minutes, maybe 3 minutes to attack and then leave. Now, if you don't make it out in the allotted time period, you will fail and you'll of course get nothing. Let's actually go in here.
Back, attack. Button.
And
double tap to select.
Well, I guess I can explain how the controls work. So what you're doing in this game is basically walking. So to take one step, you tap the screen. To step backwards, you swipe down with one finger. To turn, you can either use the gyroscope, the a one finger swipe to the left or right, or the rotor gesture, which if you've used it on iOS, you should know how that works. You basically put two fingers on the screen and you turn them as if you're twisting a dial. This is how I'm going to control the game right now because I've got my phone plugged into the mixer. So using the gyroscope would be kind of tricky. Also be aware that this game doesn't appear to change the orientation of your phone. So I'm holding my phone in portrait mode right now.
Back. Attack.
Anyway, let's go ahead and attack. Back. And I'll try to show you what's happening here. So it's going to load. And here we are in the temple. Now I can take a step like that. And the chiming sound tells you that there are chests. So I'm going to turn to my right. I think you can hear it. Oh, it's off to the right. Now, what you can do is if you hold one finger on the screen, you enter the compass mode. If I turn, you hear the beeping increasing in pitch and rate. Basically, you want to turn until it's as high as it can be. I'm going to turn to my left just a little bit right here, and then you hold one finger to get out of the compass mode. Now, there's one treasure chest. I have two more to go. That should do it right there. Now, what's nice is you can tap the key, or you can tap as quickly as you want to move quicker. Okay, this is water. I'm going to back up. This basically tells you that you're getting close to the edge of the island and will fall into the sea.
2 minutes left.
And you don't want to do that. Now, the Morse code tells me that there's the exit, but I'm not going to mess with that right now. I'm going to see if I can find one more chest. You probably also heard a snake earlier. You just want to dodge those. Ooh. I'm going to turn to my left. Let's see if I can walk past it. And I'm approaching the water. You know what? I might just leave. Let's just leave. Ooh. Now it's a snake. Let's back away from that. I'm going to turn to the right so I can walk past it. Turn back to the left.
1 minute left.
So I do want to get out of here before my time expires. Let's see if I can find the exit. Well, here's another chest. Okay, now we really have to find the exit. There we go. I'm gonna book it.
Victory.
And that's basically how you do raids.
Plus 11 lights. 1,946 gold. 90 loot bonus. Return home.
Okay.
Your islands.
So that was pretty cool.
Training camp. 0 of 1 upgrades in progress. 4 of 5 attacks. 6,570 of 100,000 gold. 4 of 5 attacks. 26 minutes 9 seconds left until next attack is available. 0 of 1 upgrade. Training camp.
Okay. Now This is the training camp, which is the training area that I was talking about earlier. I'm not going to go there.
Your islands.
So,
attack an island, agency fee, 100.
And then right here, I can attack islands.
Your islands.
This option to the left of it lists your islands.
Full treasure chest. 0 of 1 upgrades in progress.
Okay.
Full treasure chest. Temple. Full treasure chest. Jungle. Full treasure chest. Fun fair. Locked. Volcano. Button.
So,
double tap for more information.
My treasure chests are full right now. Let's go through a few of these.
Full treasure chest. Jungle.
So this is the jungle.
Jungle. Button. 0 of 1 upgrades in jungle. Upgrade available. Lions, level 2. Upgrade available. Traps, level 1.
And button. What you'll find here,
double tap for more information,
is this lets you upgrade all kinds of things. Also, when you go on to any of these islands, you'll hear a short track that plays that basically gives you an idea of what that island is.
Upgrade available. Treasure chest 1, level 2. Collect 275 gold of treasure chest 1. Full treasure chest. Treasure chest 2, full treasure chest. Collect 500 gold of treasure chest 2. Upgrade available. Treasure chest 3, level 2. Collect 275 gold of treasure chest 3. Back. Button.
So I've got some
double
gold here.
Collect 275. Collect 270. Button. Collect
Let's actually
gold
get gold from these chests.
Full treasure chest. Full treasure chest. Treasure chest 2. Level 2. Full treasure chest. Collect 500 gold. Full treasure chest. Button. Collect. Upgrade available. Collect 275 gold of treasure chest 1. Collect 275. Button. Collect 0 gold of treasure chest 1.
So button. Your treasure chests will refill with time. Unless, of course, people raid your islands, in which case you'll lose your gold and then the treasure chests will have to refill. So just keep that in mind. You can get diamonds to speed this process up, I believe, but again, I'm not a fan of microtransactions. Now, let's talk about how upgrades work.
Upgrade of jungle.
So,
button. Double tap for more information.
This button right here will get me into the island info page itself. I'll come back to that in just a second.
Upgrade available. Lions, level 2. Button. Lions.
Now, what you'll find in most islands is that you can upgrade the treasure chests and the traps. In my experience, upgrading treasure chests means that they will hold more gold and I believe can restock much faster. Upgrading traps means that you'll have more traps, which will make it harder for people to try to steal your gold.
Lions, level 2. Some lions moved from the savannah here. Noise attracts them. You can run away or swipe up to light a torch. 1+0, lions. 1+1, cracking twigs. Upgrade time 20 minutes. Upgrade for 1,500 gold, plus 70 XP for upgrading. Close.
And you get button. Experience when you upgrade.
Plus 70 upgrade for 1,500 gold.
So let's go ahead and do this.
Remaining time, 19 minutes 59 seconds. Finish, close. Finish now for 10 diamonds. Close.
And of course, upgrading. If you have diamonds, you can
double
speed that process up.
Back, jungle, upgrading. One of one upgrades in progress. Jungle, one of one upgrades in progress. Button.
Now,
double tap for more information.
This button, as I said earlier in your status page, will let you quickly check on the status of your upgrades. This is going to take about 20 minutes of actual time, so I will be doing other things, and maybe we'll get to hear what that sounds like when the upgrade is done. Now,
jungle button. Double tap for more information.
What I want to say real quick.
Upgrading. Upgrade available. Upgrade available. Treasure chest 1.
Let's
level 2.
Take a look at these chests here.
Treasure chest 1. Level 2. The treasure chest produces gold till their storage capacity is reached. Upgrade the chest to increase both production rate and storage capacity. And don't forget to collect the gold. Overflowing gold is lost.
Overflowing gold is lost? See, I haven't noticed that. They just seem to completely fail themselves, and then they just stop and either wait for you to gather gold or for someone else to steal it.
80 plus 20 gold per hour.
So, this is what I find a bit confusing. This is supposed to tell you what the upgrade will do.
80 plus 20 gold per hour.
80 plus 20 gold. See, I don't know if that's what the upgrade will do or if that's what my current stats are.
Capacity, 500 plus 500.
Or maybe it does tell me what the current stats are.
Upgrade time, 20 minutes. Upgrade for 1,000 gold. Button.
Now,
plus 50 XP for upgrading. Close. Plus upgrade for 1,000 gold.
If I try to upgrade button. This...
Upgrading not possible. Only one upgrade at a time is possible in your current level. The upgrade has to be finished before you can start a new one. Close. Upgrade for 1,000 gold. Plus close. Close.
So,
upgrade available.
I can't do that.
Upgrade. Upgrade. Jungle. Button. Double tap for more information.
I believe as you level up, you get more upgrades. So I think once I reach level 4, I will be able to have two upgrades running at the same time, which would obviously help and save time. Now, what you'll notice is the higher you go, the more expensive your upgrades become. But that's why it's helpful to upgrade your chests, because you'll get more gold. And as you raid people, it's been my experience that it's balanced in such a way that you'll only face things that are about the same as your level. Now, let me show you.
Jungle. Jungle.
If I tap on the island name here in this screen.
A rich and fruitful island, if you like green. Take a tour and watch the flora and fauna.
This is the description.
Test your island with time limit. Test your island without time limit. Please note, the arrival point on your island may differ each time. Close. Close. Test your island with time limit.
So let's test it button. With a time limit.
Double tap to select.
And I'll show you what happens when your time runs out. So now it's loading. So, I'm not really going to gather chests because there's not much of a point. The thing I do like about this game, and what you might like, is that each island has its own... it has its own environmental soundscape, basically. So, you might just enjoy being able to walk around and do things. So I'm just going to walk here. Now, what I should encounter are lions. Oh, there's a chest. I'm just going to walk past it. I don't really need to. That's a lion. That's the exit right in front of me. Let's turn to the left. Walk away from that. That's a lion. Now, right. That's what happens when you get attacked by something or otherwise walk into an obstacle. It resets your current position and you have to start over. So, there's a lion. There's a chest right here. I'm just going to walk past it. Oop. Let's not walk there yet. I don't want to leave yet.
2 minutes left.
Now. Now, that is a trap. If you walk onto that, I think you'll hear the breaking twig. And I'm not sure if you can avoid those or not. I thought you could swipe up with one finger, but you might have to be really fast. Now, here's the ocean. Let's show you what happens if I walk into the ocean. You drown. And here we are, back on the island. I could gather chests if I wanted to. I'm not going to bother. I don't want to leave yet.
1 minute left.
So I have 1 minute left. Yeah, so I think if you're fast enough, you can light your torch like that with a one-finger swipe up, and you can avoid those traps. There's a lion over there. I'm just kind of walking around here, just enjoying the landscape. So, you know, it's kind of relaxing. Let's go ahead and
15 seconds to go.
Get this chest here. Oh. So, I got the chest, I got attacked, and my time just ran out. Just ran out. And what happens when that runs out? Well,
timeout. Test game. No trophies or gold to win. Return home.
I didn't win
button.
Anything.
Upgrade available. Back. Upgrade available.
So.
Full treasure. Back.
That's basically what happens.
Button. Locked. Monster.
When
locked.
You,
Locked. Full. Do that. Full treasure chest. Temple. Upgrade available. Full treasure chest. Fun fair.
Let me button. Show you the fair.
Fun fair. Button. Unlockable. Toys. Fun fair. Button. One of the upgrades in progress.
So, button. The same concept
for more information.
Apply.
Fun fair. Button. Unlockable. Toys. Button. Unlockable. Bombs. Full treasure chest. Treasure chest 1. Full treasure chest. Collect 250 gold of treasure chest. Full treasure chest. Full treasure chest. Collect 2. Unlockable. Treasure chest 3. Back.
So, button. I still have some things that
double
I need to unlock. Let me actually show you how this island works. Now, I haven't played this.
Unlock. Full. Unlock.
So,
unlock. Fun
we're going to find out
fun fair.
How this works.
Fun fair. Have fun with the toys, but listen carefully. Some carry the treasure you are seeking. Hit by a toy is no option, so swipe up quickly to shoot them first. Test your island with time limit. Test your island without time limit. Please note, the arrival... Test your island with time limit. Button.
So I think in this one, you have to shoot toys and find the treasure, and I think there are bombs and things like that. I'm going to test this one, just because I've never done this.
Test your island without time. Test your island with time limit.
There we go. Let's test it with a time limit. Here we go. So we got some nice music here. Is that a clown? That's kind of creepy. Let's turn towards it. Shoot. Yep, there we go. I think that was hiding my chest, so I'm gonna... Sounds like another toy. Now, if you walk into these... Yeah. It blows up.
Victory.
Wait.
Test game. No trophies or gold to win. Return home.
Wait, that was the victory? Hold on. Let me try this again.
Fun fair. Unlockable. Fun fair. Fun fair. Have fun with the toy. Test your island with time limit.
Let's try that again. It sounded like it blew me up, but apparently that was a victory. What happens if I walk over to this thing?
Thank you. defeat.
Oh, so that was...
Test game. No trophies or return home.
Okay, so that was
Funfair.
A defeat.
Unlockable. Funfair. Funfair. Have test your island with time limit.
Let's see here. Now, what you can do, if you want to be absolutely sure, is just swipe up to attack everything. Let's return towards this thing. There's my chest. Is that a clock? There's nothing. I'll shoot that. Is that a phone? So the sounds are different. Like, if I walk around...
Victory. Test game. No trophies or gold to return home.
Okay, that's a really weird...
Funfair. Unlockable. To a funfair.
Funfair. I see something here.
Have fun. Test your island with time limit.
Let me try using the compass, because... This one is a little weird. Okay, let's see here. So the compass is of no help because things are hidden. On the phone here and swipe up. This is music. Let's walk towards the music. There's my chest. Oop, I'm gonna walk away from it. Wait, there we go. I guess it times out. Okay, that's...
Victory.
That's really weird.
Test game. No, return home.
So, that's basically that.
Back.
Let me check on my upgrades here.
Your islands. Training camp. One of one upgrades and one of one upgrade. Lions. Level 3. Remaining time. 6 minutes 4 seconds. Additional upgrade. Player level 4. Additional upgrade slot available at player level 4.
So I still have some time left, and it tells me on this screen that I get another upgrade at level 4, which means I could upgrade two things at once.
Close. One of one upgrades in prompt. Training camp.
So.
Your islands. Attack an island. 8 tribe.
That's basically how this works. Now, let me complete this demo by showing you the rest of the screens here. After the attack option, you have tribes. This, from what I can tell, is designed to allow you to... it's designed to let you, I guess, network with other players. The problem is I find it very useless. And you'll see why here in just a second. But if I tap here,
chat, one of one upgrades in progress. Chat members, back, tribe, events, tribe, chat.
Okay, so I've already
one of one upgrades in progress.
I've already made a tribe.
Chat members, back, members.
So
double tap to select.
This is a little confusing. So if you hit chat,
Johan joined the tribe 1 day ago. Johan, 1 day ago, Slanen Johan joined, chat, Slanen created the tribe.
So, this is the history, so I made a tribe.
1 day ago, Johan joined the tribe. 1 day ago, write a message, ellipsis, text edit field, send, back, Send write a message.
So
shift on. Showing keyboard.
This lets you chat. The problem with this keyboard is it's really horrible. So if you swipe, you can find the letters, but if you touch
capsule Y
different parts of the button. Screen.
Capsule T, capsule E, capsule W, capsule Q. Shift key. Shift off.
Problem is you have to type like this if I want to do
H J H H O I I.
And then I type that in.
O P.
Now the problem is I have to cycle through all these characters. If I swipe down.
D.
Nope, that doesn't do anything.
Double D.
Let's explore by touch here.
Double S A P O U T O.
No, I guess I can't.
Done. Delete all. Done. Delete all. Hi.
You can cancel, you can erase the whole field, or you can hit done.
Delete done. Keyboard hidden. Write a message. Ellipsis. Hi. Send.
So if I send it.
Button. You, chief. Hi. 1 minute ago. Write a message. One. Hi. You. 1 day ago. Johan joined the tribe. 1 day. You, chief. Hi. You, chief.
Now, it says chief because I made this tribe.
Write a message. Back.
I wanted to show you how to make a tribe, but I don't think it'll let me.
Members.
If I go to members button. Here.
Connect Slannen. Slannen. No tribe description. Language. English. Region. International. Tribe access. Only on request. Edit. Members. Slannen. Chief. Player level 3. Lights 112. Seen 1 minute ago. Johan. Member. Player level 2. Lights 0. Seen 3 hours ago. Player options. Invite new members. Ellipsis. Player options.
Player options. Button. Now.
Double tap. Invite. Leave tribe. Back. Back. Leave tribe. Button.
Yeah, so it's not going to let me show you how to make one, but basically you create one, you give it a name, you set the language, the country, which I set mine to international because why not, and then you can choose if you want it to be public, closed, or
members.
Let me see what this Slannen. Is set to.
Chief, player lights 100, scene 1, Johan. Member, play, light zero, scene three out, player options. Members.
Hold on.
Edit. Only on request. Tribe access.
Only on request, meaning the chief of the tribe or the person that made it has to approve anyone that wants to join. And to approve, you go to the chat area and there should be buttons there to do that.
Only on request. Edit.
So, if I choose button. Edit here...
Edit tribe info. Tribe name. Primary chat language. Tribe region. International. Tribe access. Only on request. Drop down list. Double tap to change. Learn more about tribe access. Tribe description. Text edit field.
Now, I'm double not... tap to edit. I'm not going to type in there just because that would take forever. Also, you can't use this with a Bluetooth keyboard, which is really unfortunate.
Save. Back. Back.
And that's how you modify your tribe.
No tribe. Language. Edit. Members.
Now, also, to make a tribe, I think it costs a certain amount of gold. I think it's like 5,000 gold, which is, it's not a huge amount, but yeah, 5,000 gold for this kind of crappy experience. Yeah, no thanks.
Slannen. Chief, player, light, scene, three, yo, member, player, light, scene, player, invite, leave, try, back, leave, invite, new members, ellipsis.
Also, you can button. Invite people.
Opening external application. Join our tribe in hashtag Sonar Islands. Search for Slannen and be part of our group. Heading, close, airdrop, button, messages, mail, chat, button, reminders, notes, button.
So this is a standard iOS thing where you can share.
Notes, drive, edit that, edit, save to files.
I'm going to cancel out of there direct with a two-finger scrub.
Leave, upgrade completed. Lions, Island Jungle, level 3. Share your success.
It tells me my
double tap
upgrade is complete. I could share that.
Opening external application.
Which does the same thing here.
I've just upgraded Lions, Island Jungle, to level 3 in hashtag Sonar Islands. Heading, airdrop. 55%, 60%.
The same thing. Oop, and I was changing the speech rate. Let me cancel out
direct
of that.
Touch area. Close. Share your success. Close.
So close drop. That message.
Back. Members.
I'm going to go back here. You can invite people. You can leave the tribe.
Back. Member. Chat. Zero of one.
If I go to members again here, just to show you something.
No tribe. Language. English. Region. Internet. Tribe X. Only on request. Edit. Members. Slannin. Chief. Player level 3. Lights 100. Scene 1 minute. Johan. Member. Player. Lights 0. Scene 3 hours ago. Player options.
If I go to player options.
Johan.
These are the player options for the other people in your tribe.
View player profile.
I can view the player profile.
Promote to elder. Button.
I could make him an elder.
Double kick out of tribe. Report player.
Kick him or
close.
Report him.
Kick promote to elder. View player profile.
Let's look at the profile here.
Johan. Player level 2. Lights 0. League. Moonlight 3. Islands. Temple. Snakes. Level 4. Jungle. Snakes. Level 4. Collapsing ceiling. Level 2. Jungle. Lions. Level 1. Traps. Level 1. Back. Back. Johan.
It's like a member. I can go here.
Invite new members. Leave tribe. Back. Back.
I'm going to go
members.
Back here.
Back. Back. Tribe.
So that's button. Pretty much it.
Doubled events.
Events. Button. These.
Double tap to select.
These are new, I believe. From time to time, they will run events and you can
events.
Get different things.
Upcoming events. Starts in 5 days, 8 hours. Welcome to Rollerball. Recent events. Event is over. The lorry ride. Starts in 5 days. Recent events. Event is over. The lorry. Back. Back. Event is over. The lorry ride.
So let's take a quick look at
recent events.
The upcoming.
Starts in 5 days, 8 hours.
Event.
Welcome to Rollerball. Starts in 5 days, 8 hours. Find the hidden entrance to the underworld and roll into the interior of the planet. How to play. Free plays. 3. Collected tokens. 0. More information. Event leaderboard. Back.
There's a leaderboard where you can look at
double
the scores.
Event. More information. Collect at least 10 tokens to start a new game. The tokens are hidden both on your own islands and on the islands you attack. Please note, a token may not be found on every island. That's how the token sounds. Close.
Button. If you tap here.
Double tap to select.
Apparently that's what tokens sound like. I don't know what that means.
Close. More information.
I'm going to close out of here.
Collected tokens. Free plays. 3.
I'm not sure what that means.
How to play.
How to play.
Find the hidden entrance on the island and roll deeper into the center of the earth with each hole you find. Swipe upwards to accelerate the ball. Turn left or right to steer. Find the exit. The higher the sound, the closer the hole to the next level. You have a time limit, but there are also extra time credits of 10, 20 or 30 seconds, hidden as treasures on the island. Try to complete as many levels as possible. With every level you get also extra time. To make sure it's not too easy, there are also bombs hidden that you have to avoid. At the beginning, you have 3 free games. When you use them up, you can start another game with 10 collected tokens or 5 diamonds. The tokens are hidden on your own islands as well as on the islands you attack. Just collect them on your way.
Okay.
The event is won by the player who comes closest to the center of the earth. In the event of a tie, the time credit treasures collected will decide. Have fun and good luck. Close. Close.
So those are the kinds of
free plays.
Events that they'll
back.
Be running.
Back.
Let's go back
starts
here.
Starts in 5 days. 8. Back. Back. Events. Shop. Button.
This is the shop. I showed you this earlier, that this is where you buy diamonds.
News.
This is news.
Button. News. 1 month ago, vote for Hall of Fame. Back. Back. 1 month ago, vote for Hall of Fame. News.
You can tap on these, you'll get more info. I think this was for AppleVis a month ago because they were trying to promote themselves for the AppleVis Hall.
Back, back.
Which news. Is some sort of...
Button. Double tap to select.
Which is some sort of award system that they give various apps from developers that maintain them and maintain accessibility.
Connect and share.
If you go in here.
Connect and share. 0 of 1 upgrade. Connect and share. Invite a friend. Rate the game. Connect. Visit our website. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Visit us on YouTube. Contact us. Back.
That's how you can contact the developers and share the game.
Settings.
Settings.
Help and information. Accessibility. Credits. Credits.
There's the credits.
Access. Help. Set. Connect and share.
Let's look at the settings real quick.
Settings. Account. Settings. Account. Change player name. Button. Account. Change player name. Button. Double tap to change.
This lets me change my player name.
Support ticket no. Game Center. Signed in. Language.
It says I'm
English.
Signed into Game Center.
drop down
my
list.
You can change your language.
In-game rotation. Twist two finger. Drop down list.
Now, this one I do want to talk about real quick.
Twist two finger. Twist two finger. Swipe left slash right. Gyroscope. Gyroscope. Swipe left slash. Twist two finger. Twist two finger selected. Learn more about in-game rotation. Button.
If you tap this.
Three different types of rotation you can use. If you select twist two finger, you rotate your character by putting two fingers on the screen and rotate them in clockwise. Swipe left slash right means that you have to swipe with one finger on the screen either left or right in order to rotate your character. If you turn on the gyroscope, you rotate the character by physically rotating your phone. Works best in upright position of your phone, only on supported devices. Close. Settings.
So that's basically how that works.
Account. Change. Get signed it. Language. Engage. Learn. Back. Back.
That's all your options.
Setting. Help and information. Settings.
Help
and information.
Information.
Help and information. Help. How to play. Frequently asked questions. Contact support. Privacy and terms of use. Terms of use. Privacy policy. Unity's data privacy page. Learn more about Unity's data privacy page. Back.
This is all help stuff that you can explore on your own.
Help and information. Accessibility.
Accessibility.
Button. Accessibility. VoiceOver. To play this game with VoiceOver, enable VoiceOver in the system settings. Gestures. Menu gestures. Game gestures. Back.
This gives you all the gestures
button.
That you can use.
Double tap to select. Credits.
Now.
Credits. Button. Double tap to select.
The thing I should point out is this does require that VoiceOver is on, and it also requires that you turn on direct touch access to this app. So basically, this app has been coded in such a way that it tells VoiceOver to allow touch events to pass through to the app rather than being intercepted by the screen reader. Now, for some reason, Apple in the latest versions of iOS has turned this off by default for different apps. But if you have it in your rotor, you can turn it on that way. Or if you go to settings, accessibility, VoiceOver. Actually, let me see where it's at. I'm going to go to the home screen. I hate those gestures. Let's do a three-finger tap to go into VoiceOver settings.
Settings. VoiceOver. VoiceOver. On.
It's just how I've customized my gestures.
Voice. Tap. Learn. Voice. Speech. Speech. Braille. Voice. Verbosity. Audio. Command. Active. Rotor. Rotor actions. Typing. Button.
I think it's under rotor actions.
Rotor actions. Edit apps on home. Direct touch apps. Button. Direct touch allows VoiceOver to control an app directly without requiring more interaction. Direct touch apps. Button.
If you go in here.
Apply to. Heading. Selected. Ira. Button. Selected. Amazon Alexa. Selected. Select.
And this shows all my apps here.
Selected. Home. Selected. iRobot. Button.
And on you go.
Selected. Pitch black. Audio pong. Button.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I may or may not cover that one. That's a weird game.
Oh, FaceTime.
Let's go back out here. But that's basically how Sonar Islands works. You upgrade your stuff to make more gold. You wait for your treasure chests to fill, and you gather more gold that way. Or you attack the islands of other users and get gold that way. So hopefully you found this helpful. I really don't know if I would pay for another year of this, just because I think this game gets quite grindy. But you know, it's not bad, I suppose. I have nine more islands to unlock that are all different. What you can do, and what I probably should show you,
10:11 a.m.
Let me actually do this while I'm thinking
FaceTime.
About it.
FaceTime. Hit Braille screen input. Orient. S-U-S-U-F. 76 apps. Exclamation mark. 76 apps.
And I'm trying to open this with Braille screen input. It's not working.
S. 10. Stop. Status. Sounds. Sonar Islands. Oh. Portrait. S- button.
Let me do this real
Double
quick.
Double tap to select.
Before I forget. But you can preview.
Credits.
Let me go
Slannin.
Over
Player
here.
One, 5 of 5 attacks. 0 of 1 upgrades in progress. Training camp. Your islands. Attack an island. Your island. Full treasure chest. Temp upgrade available. Full treasure chest blocked. Volcano.
What you can do.
Double tap for more information.
Is you can preview each of these islands and get more information. So I'll show you this one just as an example, but there are 9 more left. So I've got this one.
Locked. Machine hall. Locked. Ping. Locked. Treetop. Locked. Electro. Locked. Vinyl record. Locked. Winter lake. Locked. Graveyard. Locked. Monastery. Back.
Those are all the islands.
Double tap
the
to select.
Machine hall is apparently reminiscent of the factory mode from Fear.
Locked,
so just locked, be aware
locked,
of that.
Locked. Full upgrade. Full locked. Volcano.
Let me show you this real quick.
Volcano.
So for each island that you preview, you hear a preview sound of it.
Hospitable island with a warm climate. The core stones may take some practice due to the danger. If the volcano spits out smoke and stones, you may have provoked it. Good that you got a shield. Rise it with a swipe up and hope it lasts long enough. Lava flows burn every living creature within in seconds. The good thing is, nearby it is so hot that you hear a sizzling sound. Available at player level 4. Close.
So each of these islands requires you to level up all the way up to level 12, and they may add more in the future.
Locked. Volcano.
So there you have it. That's just an overview of how this game works. Like I said, I don't know if I would keep playing this long term, just because you're doing the same kinds of things over and over and over again. And I'm not a fan of subscriptions, although I think $29 a year it's not bad. And obviously, if it helps to keep things running, hey, I'm all for it. I just don't know if I would play this long term, but it's different. And for some people, you might like that. But anyway, I hope this has helped. And until next time, you guys take care.